coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Health coaches, when they're properly trained in these modalities like motivational interviewing and character strengths, positive psychology, goal setting, you know, accountability, they become what we call behavior change ninjas.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark. Now, getting good quality sleep is a big deal. In fact, it's probably the most underrated aspect of health and personal performance. But our modern lifestyle actually makes it difficult to get a good night's sleep. It all comes down to our primal programming, or what we call our circadian rhythm. And the most important factor in regulating your circadian rhythm is light. Basically, light from any source, especially blue light from our devices, TVs, light bulbs, and computers, enter our eyes and blocks the formation of melatonin in our brain. Now, melatonin, you may remember, is responsible for making us feel sleepy, and it's essential for quality sleep. So the best way to ramp up melatonin formation at night is to block light from entering our eyes. And one of the easiest ways to block this light signal is wearing blue light blocking glasses. One of today's episode sponsors, Swanwick, makes some of my favorite blue light blocking glasses. I love their daytime glasses, which filter light from your computer and phone, and they keep your eyes healthy, and their stronger nighttime glasses block over 98% of blue light rays. That's the real deal. Participants in a recent study who wore nighttime Swannies slept up to 6% longer and reported up to 14% higher quality sleep. They also experienced a significant improvement in their task performance, work engagement, and reduced negative work behavior the day after wearing nighttime Swannies. And that's incredible. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that when I wear my nighttime Swannies, not only do I feel immediate relief when I put them on, but I notice a huge difference in my productivity the next day. Right now, Swanwick is offering my listeners 15% off. Just go to swannies.com/Hyman. That's Swannies, SWANNIES.com/Hyman, HYMAN, and enter the code Hyman at checkout. I know you'll be happy you did. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Kaya Perowit, one of the producers of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Behavioral science shows that most health plans, whether they are about losing weight, exercising more, or quitting bad habits, aren't designed to last. And we know that a doctor's recommendation to change your diet and lifestyle is rarely the magic bullet for improving health. In Dr. Hyman's recent conversation with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, Dr. Chatterjee shared a story about helping a patient of his implement a sustainable exercise routine, and he spoke to the value that health coaches offer in supporting lasting behavior modifications.
42-year-old gentleman comes in to see me in my practice, and he's struggling with a lot of the problems that many people are struggling with these days. He was a little bit overweight, he was low in energy, and struggling with his mood. Okay, these are pretty common problems. I had a chat with him, and at the end of the conversation, it was very clear to me that there were various aspects in his lifestyle that were contributing to the way that he was feeling. Okay, we discussed a number of options. And the one he really liked was strength training. He said, "Doc, strength training, yeah, I've not done that since I was a teenager. That sounds really good. I'm in. It's going to help my brain health, my mood. It's going to help me lose weight. Yeah, I want to do that." I said, "Okay, great. You want to do that? Grill." And then he says to me, he says, "Okay, so, what shall I do? Shall I do 40 minutes three times a week in the gym?" I said, "Yeah, that would be amazing. If you can do that, go, fantastic." So he walks out the door, big smile on his face, feeling good about himself, feeling really motivated. And I make a follow-up appointment for 4 weeks' time. Four weeks later, he comes back in. I call him into my room. He walks in. This time he looks different. His shoulders are stooped over. He's walking a bit slowly. I said, "Hey, look, how are you getting on? How's the gym? Is it making a difference?" And he said, "Dr. Chatterjee, I've not actually managed to go much yet. Work's been really busy. I've been really tired. The gym's about 25 minutes away from work. I've just not got around to it. I'm really, really sorry." And I remember, Mark, in that moment, it was a very transformative consultation for me, because in that moment, I didn't think, why has he not done what I've asked him to do? I said to myself, "Rangan, listen, you're clearly not giving him advice that he feels is relevant to him in the context of his life." And so I thought, okay, I'm going to change that. I took off my jacket and I said, "Hey, look, I'm going to teach you right now a 5-minute workout where you don't need to buy any equipment, you don't need to join a gym, and you don't even need to get changed." And he looked at me bemused. I said, "Okay." So I taught him 5 bodyweight exercises and I modified them to his ability level. And I said, "Can you do that?" He goes, "I can do that, easy." I said, "Okay, I'd like to see it for 5 minutes twice a week in your kitchen. And he looked at me and he said, what?
In the kitchen.
10 minutes a week. I said, yeah, can you do that? He goes, yeah, of course I can do that. I said, okay, I'll see you in 4 weeks. 4 weeks later, right, I call him in. This time he walks in, chest puffed out, big smile on his face. I say, hey, how are you getting on? He says, Doc, you know what? I started off doing it 5 minutes twice a week, but I love it so much and it's so easy to do. I now do it for 10 minutes every evening before I have my dinner. Hmm. And so he goes from not being able to do anything to doing 17 minutes of strength training a week. And what that has continued for over 5 years. And not only has he done that, that has led to what I write about in the book that I call a ripple effect. That change did so much for him that he now gets up in the morning. He meditates for 5 minutes. He goes for a walk every lunchtime. He eats better. He sleeps better. All of these ripple effects started with him being able to make a change and stick to it.
We have to sort of admit that we've failed as a profession in understanding how to actually create behavior change.
Mark, just to sort of follow on from what you're saying, not only do medical doctors not have enough training in lifestyle and nutrition, full stop, even if we then go and learn about that, we're not learning about behavior change. So we may then know the science of lifestyle and nutrition, but we don't know how to help our patients actually stick to it. Because it's not, you know, knowledge is not enough. Knowledge does not always lead to long-term action. And that's what we're seeing. This is where I think health coaches can be so valuable, because a lot of health coaches understand behavior change. They understand how do you help an individual create these new behaviors.
Many people desire change but lack the tools to really make it happen or keep it going. Last year, Dr. Hyman sat down with functional medicine practitioner Chris Kresser, and they discussed the growing need for health coaches and how they can help people reach their full potential.
And in writing Unconventional Medicine, my last book, and doing that research, I learned, you know, what you've already knew, I'm sure, is like there's going to be a shortage of 52,000 primary care providers by the year 2025.
Yeah, and more.
And more, growing, probably. Yeah. And they're already, that's arguably not even enough. Like what they're defining as enough is not enough to really serve people. The average visit with a doctor is 10 to 12 minutes. Some say now with new residents now, it's as low as 8 minutes. That's barely enough time to say hello and write a prescription. It's just, what's the symptom? What drug can I prescribe to suppress that symptom? And so, you know, I realize that most healthcare is self-care. As you said, like at least 80%, if not 90% of healthcare really happens outside of doctor's offices, even a functional medicine doctor's office. So, you know, a patient might come see me 3 or 4 times a year, but the other 99.9% of
they eat three times a day.
Yeah, exactly.
They sleep every night.
And have to manage their stress and deal with all that stuff. And behavior change is hard. And we could argue that doctors aren't the right people to make these changes because they don't get the training in nutrition, as you pointed out. But also, we need to they should be focused on doing the stuff that they are uniquely trained to do.
Yeah.
You know, procedures and tests and treatments and all of that. It doesn't make sense for most doctors to spend an hour talking to someone about nutrition.
Right.
It's not the most effective use of their time.
Right.
So, you know, health coaching, if someone is trained properly, and we can talk a little bit about that, they can, you know, complete a training in a year. And it doesn't require a medical background. You don't have to be, go through pre-med in school and do, you know, med school or anything like that to become a health coach. So we can scale that impact. And there's so many people out there, I imagine quite a few who are listening and watching, who are so passionate about health and they want to use that passion to make an impact.
Yeah.
And maybe they've had their own health story like you have and I have, or they want more meaning and purpose in their work. They want to wake up and feel excited about what they're doing and that they're changing lives. And this is like a profession that is just growing hugely.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest growing professions that there is in the US now, along with other health professions. It's already like a $6 billion market.
Yeah.
And it's just going to get bigger because the writing is on the wall. Like, changing our behavior is the single most important step we can take to preventing and reversing chronic disease. I'm more convinced of that than I ever have
been. It's so true. And it's powerful because people can have a huge impact on each other.
Yeah.
And you know, if I, and I'm going to ask you in a minute, if you were king, what you would, or czar of the world for a day, what would you do? But if I were, I would basically create 1 million or 10 million community health workers.
Yeah.
AKA health coaches.
Yeah.
And I think that would make a difference, because the truth is that most of the things that people need to do, like you said, do not require high level medical intervention. And you can clean up 80% of the problems without ever seeing a doctor.
Health coaches, when they're properly trained in these modalities like motivational interviewing and character strengths, positive psychology, goal setting, you know, accountability, they become what we call behavior change ninjas or change agents. They are experts in asking powerful questions, helping people to discover their own motivation for change.
The why.
Yeah, the why. So a good example of that is, like, imagine a middle-aged woman who's got, you know, or maybe in her 60s, she's got type 2. She just got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The doctor says, you need to change your diet. And forget about what the advice is, because often the advice is not good there, but let's say it's even the right advice. And the doctor can't figure out why the patient's not changing. For that patient, that's not enough of a motivation for whatever reason. Yeah. But if in working with the health coach and the health coach asking her questions, discovers that she just had her first grandchild, was just born, and she's like, loves that grandkid more than anything and wants to see that grandchild grow up and, you know, wants to be at her wedding when she gets married. And when she taps into that motivation, that's when everything shifts.
Studies have actually shown that working with a health coach can help people make sustainable and long-lasting changes. This person is there to cheer you on, keep you accountable, and help you create a plan to reach your goals. If you are interested in learning more about working with or becoming a functional medicine health coach, you can check out Chris Kresser's ADAPT program, as well as the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a comment below. Until next time.